Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we have various people on the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. Whether that person be a coach, a life coach, or a business coach, whether that person is an Avon representative like yourself at various levels, or a district manager. But everyone comes on this show with one purpose in mind, help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. I'd like to congratulate you and thank you for tuning in again, once again, to the show. And if this is your first time listening to the show, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the show. If you have not done so already, please like us on Facebook. This is the Avon Motivational Radio Show. Tonight, we're going to discuss hosting, again, an Avon party. I think this is really important to stress this because as Avon ventures more towards the direction of MLM, I suspect that they will start introducing more hosting of Avon parties to reach a larger audience. So Avon, as you know, is going off into new directions, and in the months of campaigns coming forward, we're going to see a lot of changes, and I think one of the emphasis is going to be on having parties. I know I have discussed this with my team starting last year, and we're really going to forge forward this year into hosting various parties. And what kind of parties are we talking about? Well, you can have all kinds of theme parties. You could have an Avon spa party. You could have a ladies' night out party. You could have a makeup party, just to name a few. And what is the purpose of having these parties? Well, the purpose of having these parties are really twofold. One, you're reaching a larger audience, so you have a larger opportunity. And so you have the opportunity to meet anywhere between 2 to 20 people in a room where you can tell them about the wonderful products in which Avon sells. The other reason why you want to host a Avon spa party is because you want to recruit. And people, you know, when they see you standing in front of the room, and you look successful because you're wearing Avon products and your makeup looks fantastic because your skin looks wonderful because you've been using skincare and the makeup makes your face look flawless and you're wearing the beautiful Avon jewelry, and you're telling your Avon story to the audience that is there, and everyone's having so much fun. You know, people like to be around fun things and they like to do fun things. So there's, you know, it's easier, in my opinion, you know, just based on my experience in being in other network marketing companies that did host parties, people tend to want to do what you're doing when they can see actually somewhat of the plan. And the plan is of hosting the parties. So you get the people to come, and you're hosting the party, and at some point, before you take the orders of the people who are there, you also offer the opportunity to become a business partner. So the second thing, the reason why you want to do a hosting a Avon spa party is because you want to increase your downline. And the way to do that is through these parties, and we'll talk about that a little later. So those are the main reasons why you want to parties, and you want to teach those who are in your downline to do that as well. And I have heard, I can't remember who had mentioned this, but they said that if you want someone to remain active in a downline, well, no matter what MLM you're in, you have to get the people paid and have to get them paid quickly. So if you have someone who hosts an Avon party, this is their first party just as an Avon representative, and you're going there to actually train them and do the party for them, but all the proceeds and and the recruitment and the future shows will go for that particular person. If she has 20 people at her show, and they said the average order is $25, that's $250. That's a $500 show. And, you know, with her percentage of that, that's a nice little chunk of change. So when someone gets paid like that, that's really a motivating factor because they see a big chunk of change, money, in their hand from the on start. So you want to, so most likely what's going to happen with that particular person you've made a business partner, that person is most likely are going to stay with you longer because they can see the earning potential quickly. So that's another reason why you want to offer an Avon Beauty or a spa party. One, to increase your customer base. Two, to increase your downline. Three, to make your downline a strong downline. Okay, so now once you have that done, now you have to prepare for your party. Now, we're going to talk about we're going to discuss you having one of your customers host the party. And you can go back into your web office and then go under the tab Invoices and look for View Save Invoices. And I hope each person here that's listening to the call have put your customers' invoices individually. And at some point, somewhere at the bottom, you could actually print out your whole history since you've been in Avon of all of your customers' orders. And the reason why you want to do that, because when you print that out, you have not only your customer's name, but you also have her phone number if you have put that information into the system. So, you know, you can go back and you can call existing customers and ask them, can they do you a favor? Can they host a party? And this is a great time to do that because Easter's coming, spring break party. You can have a Mother's Day spa party. You can have so many wonderful things. Women's Month is coming, you know. You can have a women's theme spa party. And so it's easy to talk someone into having these little spa parties. And once your hostess has been identified, then you know what you want to do. You want to sit down, you want to discuss with her. And you can do one or two things. You can already create a nice basket. And I would say maybe make the basket maybe a $50 item basket. And discuss with her with the hostess. This is what she's going to get as a hostess gift. If her order is XYZ amount, you don't want to give her a $50 gift basket and only one person comes and buys one lipstick. Then you lose money. So you have to put a dollar value to that gift basket. So you could say to her. Let's say that the hostess is Mary. Say, Mary, I have this $50 gift basket for you, and if you have a host a party and your orders are $250 or more, you will receive this gift basket for free. And you get really excited about getting this particular gift basket. Now, where do you get the item for the gift basket? So every time you place an order on Avon, just before you order while you're ordering your brochures, on that page towards the bottom, there's usually a bundle for sale. Like you get five items for $10, and that could be a bubble bath, the shower gel. The powder, you know, the whole works for that price. So what I would do is buy bundles like that, and then I would go to my favorite place, the dollar store, and buy accessories that match the items of which you are going to put in the basket for. So for example, if there's a bubble bath, then you may want to buy the little scrunchies so they can scrub the body, maybe a rubber ducky for the tub, that type of thing. If it's a Footworks bundle that you're going to give her. You know, you may want to get include nail file, nail clippers, all that you get from the dollar store, and a foot wand. You may want to put that in there as well. You can even be really, really creative. It's like a romantic, you know, gift basket. You can select maybe a perfume, set, and go to the dollar store and get some champagne glasses, maybe a box of crackers, and you'll make a nice little basket out of that. And so that's what you're going to have for your hostess gift. And you can really make her really excited in terms of this is what you're going to get when you get orders. So, and we'll talk about how she's going to get the orders after that. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to go to the dollar store, and you're going to buy those bundle deals from Avon on that page where you order your brochures. Now, how many gift items should you have? You should have one nice gift, and that's the hostess gift, and you will have that constantly being displayed in front of the room so everybody can see it. You want to have a small gift, maybe a hand lotion or maybe lip balm. I would do lip balm, actually. And I would give that to everyone who brings a friend. You know, if they came to the event and brought a friend, you give them a lip gloss, a lip balm. And then you may want to have a couple other little items on hand for the games. And, you know, one of the things that's nice is those bookmarks that we have. Or you could order some of those perfume samples and give them as little gifts. You can also give a gift for the person, whoever came first, whoever was the first to arrive. You can give a gift to that person as well. Okay, so now we have the purpose of why we're having a show, whether to recruit or to increase our customer base. We know what kind of gifts we're going to give our hosts. We're going to have all these beautiful gift baskets and things made. And FYI, if you go to the dollar deal, they have their Christmas, they have their Easter baskets out, and they're only a dollar. So that, you know, I bought quite a few of them for anticipation for Mother's Day, and I bought the little bags that you could put the basket in. They have that there at the dollar store as well. And then I bought the little the crunchy paper to put inside to line the baskets. So, you know, the dollar store is really the way to go. Okay, so the next thing you're going to need, you're going to have some kind of a menu because you want to serve the guest refreshments. And a note that the refreshments are served at the end of the order-taking process, not in the middle, not during your presentation. You want to kick out the refreshments at the very end of the presentation. And one of the things you want to do, I would recommend, you know, really keep it cheap. A punch, and you can go to, again, the dollar store and get Kool-Aid at the dollar store. You can also buy ginger ale, and then maybe you're going to go to the store and buy like a half a gallon of sherbet, the one that's multicolored, and you make a punch out of that. And then you could have chips. Or what you can do is take sour cream and Lipton soup and make yourself a little dip, and then you have some chips, and that's it. That's what I need. You're not there to feed people. And again, this is served at the very, very end of the party. Excuse me. Okay, so once you have all that in place. And this is a suggested menu that not you bring, but you should suggest that your hostess have on hand because she knows that she should feed her people and tell, you know, encourage her discourage her from trying to, you know, cook, you know, chicken and have pasta and lasagna. You know, we don't want all of that. You just want to keep it simple. And the reason for that is because you want to, during the process, interest other people to host the party, and they see that somebody's baked the cake and they got fried chicken and they made a lasagna. They're gonna say, you know, I can't do that, and I don't want to have a party. But they see that you just have a punch and some chips. They go, you know, I can do that. I can throw that together. So So you want to make sure that the hostess keep it very simple in terms of the menu. Okay, so once you have the party, you set up your little table, and your table, if you can have two tables, it would be ideal. If not, you take one table and divide it in half. And on one side, you have, like, your brochures, you have your the hostess gift, you have the little other gifts that you're going to give out. And then on the other table, or on the other half of the table, you have your Avon product. Now, let me suggest that one of the things you may want to do is use your fundraiser flyer, and I'll tell you why. Because there's very few items on the fundraiser flyer, and the items on that fundraiser flyer is very inexpensive, and it pretty much covers the gamut of everything that we have. You know, it has the Skin for Soft. It has some of the Advantage hair products. It has some of the spa products. It has some of the footwork. You know, it has, maybe have a cologne, whatever. But it's really has a little bit of sampling of everything that we have. And the prices are very, very reasonable. The reason why we suggest not to give out the books is because there's too much for people. It can become overwhelming. So you want to, and also you could dictate your pricing with the Avon fundraising flyer. In addition, now you can couple that with the skincare. You could have the skincare display on your table, and then you can go over the process of and having people try before they buy the skincare line. So if anybody who's interested in buying the skincare after feeling, you know, have sampling it on their own face, you know, they can either make that opt to buy the skincare or they can buy off the flyer. Once you have taken the person's order, then as you go around, you take people's orders. Then what you can do, you can give each guest a brochure for them to look at, and then you can go on to the next person. So after you finish taking the person's order and you've got, you know, you've got everything that they want, then you hand them a brochure and you go to the next person. And then hopefully, you know, they'll browse through the brochure and then maybe tap you on the shoulder and say, you know, can I order this as well? And which will be a nice add-on to the order. Okay, so that's how you want to have your table set up. Okay, so maybe 10 days before you host the party, you encourage your hostess to give out, call her friends and family, see who's going to attend. And you can do things two ways. I would mail out the invitations. And Avon, if you go on the website, there is invitations for a party on the website. You got to search. I can't think what it's offhand. And you can mail those invitations to her guests. You can sit down and write those names and addresses together, and then you can go and post them in the post office, and then you tell her, like, maybe 5 days before, 10 days before you're going to send the invitations out, but 5 days before the event, she's going to call and follow up. And those individuals who cannot make it, she would ask, she'll do one or two things. She will provide them with a brochure for those who can't come, but they can still order. And for those who live too far away from her, or she's not going to be able to connect with them within the next 5 days, you can tell her, you can have her direct the people to the website where they can place an order. So that's what you want to encourage your customer to do. So it's the day of the party, and when you have that conversation with your host and hostess, you want to again go over the hostess gift. And you want to go into a formula on how she can raise the money to assure that she gets the wonderful gift basket. And one of the things you can do with her, you can say, well, you know, if you get 10 people before your party to order at least $25 worth of products, you know, that's $250 right there, and you clearly will qualify for the gift basket. So that would be wonderful, because you know before even doing the show, the day of the show, you know that she's already going to have $250 worth of orders. So you really want to encourage her to do that. Okay, so now the other thing is when you when the day of the party, you know, you should be dressed really very well. If you have Avon clothes, that will be perfect. Avon accessories, definitely wear that. Avon perfume, definitely wear those. And you want to make sure you have on makeup and your nails are done with Avon products. As the guests arrive, you will stand with the hostess and you will greet people and tell, you know, say your name, you're the Avon representative. You will be doing the demonstration and welcome them to the show, I mean, to the party. And then once all the guests have arrived, then what you would do is what we call an icebreaker. You have to have an icebreaker. You can't assume that everybody knows each other and that everyone is comfortable. So, you know, you may wish to play one or two games. Not much, because you don't want to be here all night long either. You know, you want to have a party where someone else can say, I can do that too. But if you have a party that's going to last all night until midnight, you know, no one's going to do that. So you want to make sure you want to keep your party really within maybe 2 hours. So you have everybody play whatever game you select. If you Google hosting party games or MLM party games, you know, you'll find a lot of them. Select the ones that you feel most comfortable with. And you play those games in the beginning. And then those who win, you'll give those who win, you give them a gift. You give them a prize. Those who came in first, who were the first ones to attend the party, you give that person a little prize. The people who brought a friend, you give those people a prize. Then what you do, after that's all done, you tell the people a little bit about yourself, and your Avon story. This can be done before. This is a good time to do it because, you know, the icebreaker and everybody's kind of down, getting to know each other a little bit. And, you know, you laugh and you talk. Now this is getting to the serious part of your presentation. So you talk a little bit about yourself. And then you tell, and that it's not long and drawn out. This is simple. My name is XYZ. I'm an Avon representative. I've been an Avon representative for XYZ. I love my job. And I would like to thank everyone for coming. And we're looking forward to having a wonderful bar party today. Once that is done, you want to point out that you have this beautiful gift basket, and this gift basket is really available to anyone. Anyone in the room can earn this gift basket simply by agreeing to host a party. And if someone, you may want to have another gift also, and if someone signs up to host the party, I will give them a little free gift today. So, and you'll come around and you'll talk to them about hosting the party during the ordering process. So at this point of the party, this is when you determine what it is that you're going to demo. So let's assume that you're going to demo skincare. So what you're going to do, you're going to have everybody try the skincare. You have your sample bottles open, and you will give everybody a little bit of the cleanser. You invite them to, you know, how to put it on and to go into where there's running water, whether it's the kitchen, if the person allows you to do that, or in the bathroom, and they can rinse their face off. You tell them how to rinse their face off. And then they can come back to their seat, and then you ask them how their face feels, and then after they feel so wonderful, and then you tell them to look in the mirror and make sure, you know, see how clean their skin is. And then what you can do at that point is give them their moisturizer, and this way they can put the moisturizer on their face. They can see how clean and bright their skin is. And here's the thing you want to point out to them, that this is what your skin looks like. And you know, once you've gone through that, you may want to have them come up and sample some of your sample lipsticks or sample some of your, you know, look at your mascara, blah, 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 blah. And then after they all sit down, you can have them, you know, call them all in and say, okay, now we're going to all sit down after they have looked at your display. And you tell them, you know, okay, now we're going to go. I want you to look at your brochures and your flyers, and you want them to print their names on the flyers. And one of the things I meant to mention also, you go to the dollar store and buy a box of pencil or staples, get a box of pencils, and you hand those pencils out to everyone with their fundraiser flyer. And you tell the people that you're going to come around the room and you're going to take their orders, and you're going to see if anybody else would like to do what you're doing and become a hostess, like Mary's a host of the day, because as a result of this show, this is what she's going to potentially receive. And then you also mentioned, oh, I'm sorry, before you even get into that, after you finish your presentation, you talk about the earnings, the Avon earning opportunity. And then with that, then after you do that, then you tell your guest that you're going to come around the room, see who's going to be a hostess. And then after that, you will mention that there are some people here who you've been looking at that could you see as being a potential business partner, and you're going to talk to them about that when you get to them. But little do they know, you're going to ask everybody to see if they would like to become an Avon representative for only $15. So you go around the room, you take the people's orders, you discuss the product, you ask them how they like it, blah, blah, blah. You ask them would they like to be a hostess, host the party, and you ask them if they like to become a business partner. And then when you come around the room, you have your order pad with you, as well as you have your date book, because you want to put the date of their party, you want to write that down in your booklet, and take that person's phone number and information. And you go around the room until all the orders are taken, and then at that point you tell the guest, the hostess, that she can now serve the food. And so while she's serving, everybody's snacking and having fun, you go off to the side, and you will tally the orders to get a final count. And this is the orders that have been taken that day, plus the orders that have been taken on the days before for those people who could not attend the show. So after you have all the tallies done, you come back and you say to everyone, you know, I like just put our hands together to thank Mary for having this wonderful spa party, and everybody clap, blah, 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 blah. And from the spa party, you would announce, she has one person who wants to become an Avon representative like myself, and she has three people here who is willing to host their own parties. And then you tell them that Mary's show totaled up to, and you give the total amount. And then you bring the basket up and you give it to Mary, and everybody's happy, and take photos and encourage people to take photos. Let them get engaged. Take photos and with you and Mary with the basket. And then you tell, when after everybody's class and thanks Mary, then you can say to everyone, you let them know when their orders will be in and how they will be distributed. Now, what I would do and strongly suggest is Mary's party, I would bring those gifts back to Mary. I would bag them up individually with people's names on it and the invoice on the top with books, but I would bring those books, that box back to Mary. And then I'll make one more last pitch. I would say, you know, it's not too late. If you change your mind, if you know you want to become an Avon business partner like myself, or if you like to come, if you like to host the party, let me know, and I'll be here. Just come up to me and just feel free. And then that's it. That's how you would do a spa party. So with that, it's 8:59. And so we've got 1 minute left, and I just wanted to everyone to let you know that on March 15th, I think that's the third Sunday in March, I'm actually going to do a mock spa party. So if anybody is interested in participating and attending the spa party, you know, feel free to contact me. And whether you can go to Avon Motivational Radio Show and send me a message, and I'll be more than happy to put you down. The training is free, and we're going to actually go from the beginning straight through the end of doing a party. So the hope that you will be, you know, you will attend. This is our order taking week. Be mindful again that, you know, our RPS has changed for many of us. And so make sure you get your orders out on time. So, everyone, with that being said, bundle up, stay warm, and have a wonderful evening. Good night, and thank you, everyone, for listening.